Abraham, soaring faith. While few people continue to shine for God, civilization prospers and grows. Most have turned away from God. Joshua 24:2 reports that even Abraham, affectionately known as the father of faith, had other beliefs before God's call. God, ever faithful and persevering, develops his plan from connecting with the world through individuals to connecting through a nation. He calls Abraham, then Abraham, from prosperous Ur of the Chaldees, modern Iraq, around his 60s. He was childless at that time, but was called to father the nation Israel. Abraham takes time to respond and diverts to Haran with his father. Around age 75, when his father dies, he eventually moves in the direction God sets and enjoys God's rich blessings. Seeing no sign of the promised child, he gives birth to Ishmael in his mid-80s using his maid. It is when he is around 100 that his promised son Isaac is born, over 30 years after God's call. During this period, we see his faith initially taking a beating as he almost loses his wife to Pharaoh and later Abimelech by pretending she is his sister. We see his generosity in allowing Lot to choose his share of the vast property before him. We see God confirming his call intermittently and covering his mistakes, gradually strengthening his faith. Lot, on the other hand, starts out on the same journey and could have shared the same heritage, but takes a detour that eventually crashes his staggering faith. Once Isaac is born, the ultimate test of Abraham's faith is preparedness to obey God to sacrifice his son. The father of the chosen nation, the father of our faith, has to share in a small way the pain of the heavenly father who much later sacrifices his own son, Jesus, in around the same location, Moriah. Ishmael has to be sent away due to family clashes, but not after Abraham gets God's promise to make of him a great nation as well. Isaiah prophesies that Ishmael's descendants will unite in worshipping God in the holy city, Isaiah 67. The decades of growing his faith and discipline gives his son Isaac the legacy of his faith. During the long waiting period, God leads Abraham to the promised land, protects him, builds his faith, enlarges his territories, and strengthens his equation with neighbors. While we are waiting, God is working. Are we ready to wait for the fulfillment of God's promises?